Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and as promised, in studio, actor, producer, writer, comedian, our special guest. Let's welcome Marlon Wayans. Yeah.
Hey. I want to meet that guy. All those credits, I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
Did you
see the marquee when you came in with all on the board? On the video board?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody showed me.
It had all of that on there.
I would have videotaped it and put that out to the world.
Look at that.
I like when I look and see things I've done, and I feel like I accomplished something. I want to get my roses while I'm alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because when people talk about you and you're dead, that sucks. Like, you can't be like, yo, that's true.
Yeah. Well, people are talking a lot about you right now. The new movie is Sextuplets. It is on Netflix right now. We watched it yesterday. And it's so funny. I mean, the number one headline is that it is so funny. I watched it in the middle of the afternoon, laughing out loud a bunch. Texted my dad afterwards. I'm like, you need to watch this.
Oh, good.
Immediately.
Well, you text your dad. It's fun for the whole family.
It really is.
Aren't you mad you went to golf league?
I am mad.
Now we're going to talk about it. So who is your favorite character?
I want to be honest.
I'm not joking. I'm just busting you up. That's all.
Well, and speaking of the whole family, I have to say, my kids came running in the other day, and my son was like, quick, Mom, Nora's watching something inappropriate.
It sounds like something Wayans.
The trailer was playing, and all he saw in the corner was Sextuplets. He's like, I don't know what it is, but it has sex in the title. So he ratted out the six-year-old, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's fine, but I'm going to watch it first to make sure you two can watch it.
It's funny.
But
the
you-
most family-friendly movie I've done probably in...
Ever?
Probably ever.
Yeah.
Except maybe White Chicks. This one in White Chicks. White Chicks wasn't so bad, except for like the scene with the woman's toy. That was a little out there. But you know, kids, they would think it was a lightsaber or something.
Right.
How many characters do you play?
I play seven.
How cool was that? And what was the process like, though?
Okay, right. So it's cool when you're not doing it, it's cool as hell. But when you're doing it, it ain't cool.
Okay.
I would work with Eddie Murphy on Norbit, and I played Busta Perkins, and all it said was Busta Taps. And I did this whole tap dance class because Eddie was going to be in makeup for like 7 hours. So the director, Brian, was like, okay, so we're going to film this while Eddie's in makeup. What do you have? So I showed him what I had. He goes, we're filming it all. So Eddie comes out of makeup, and we do our scene, and he laughs at what I did, and I felt so good because my hero laughed. So we're doing a scene together. I go, Eddie, you really like doing this? You know, the makeup and everything. He goes, you know, this is work. I said, yeah, but you get to play all these characters and you got the makeup on. He said, hey. I said, this is work. Fast forward to your question. Every time somebody says, how fun was it to, hey. It was work. It is so hot in that costume.
Yeah.
And it is so heavy. And nobody understands. People think you're just being a butt. What do you call those things? But you're not. You're hot. You're miserable. Your body's going numb. You're claustrophobic. It feels like someone suffocating you. And then they go, you're not sleeping because you can only sleep like 4 hours a day or 3 hours a day because you have a turnaround that you have to adhere to. Everyone else gets a turnaround. You don't. And then they go, hey, go be funny. That is the hardest thing
man.
I ever did in my life.
But you do it so well, man.
Coming to America, I mean, I think that was the first time I'd seen any actors do multiple characters, and it brings so much... They're my favorite moments of the movies.
I agree. You know, but Coming to America, brilliant. But see, Richard Pryor, people go, you stole the clumps. No, I didn't. It's a completely different movie with completely different characters.
It absolutely is.
Completely. Just you see a fat black guy that's funny, and you go, oh. That's Professor Clump. It's a completely different movie. Eddie was inspired by Richard Pryor, who did Which Way Is Up. Pryor was inspired by Peter Sellers and by Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin did The Dictator. Peter Sellers did Dr. Strangelove and played multiple characters.
Right.
So this is like something that we do as comedians.
Yeah.
And of course, Eddie hit the pinnacle. And I just thought to make it different is for me to interact with each other. Like, I interact with myself the entire movie.
And how hard is that comedically?
Yeah.
I mean, even makeup aside, how hard is it to make something funny when you're playing off either something you recorded earlier or something that isn't there?
Well, here's the good thing. I know I'm not going to step on my lines. So I allow me space to improvise. Sometimes actors mess your stuff up. And you go, no, stop. Cut. All right, don't say nothing on that part. For 5 minutes, Yeah, about 3.5. Just don't say nothing. I'm going to do a riff. And when with me, I can just, I know my rhythm. I know what I'm doing.
Really?
So I would do something on Monday, and then Tuesday, have to film it as the other character. And of course, my character didn't tell me shut up. I just knew.
Yeah.
The best person worked for it.
We're talking with Marlon Wayans, who stars as 7 characters, including the sextuplets.
We're talking to Marlon Wayans, who wanted every check on the movie. So you did catering. You did.
But you earned it, because not only did you wear these prosthetics, which I heard took like 7 hours every day in a chair just to put on, and then like an hour and a half to take off.
Yeah. And then I would work 15 hours. After I put the makeup on, I would work 15 hours.
But then when you were working, you were physical. You just didn't have these prosthetics on as like Russell. But Russell's running. And I was like, how do you run in all of that?
I'm going to have you call Netflix and tell them I deserve a check. Like a really good.
I
want an impressive check. I want a check that makes me cuter.
You want a Netflix long-term deal.
Yes.
Yes.
I just want one of those checks that, you know, okay, from 1 to 10, I'm like a good 6. I'm a 5, right? But I want to be like the cutest Wayans. And it's not because of my look. It's just because I'm the one with the check. Am I asking for too much?
No.
You smell so good. I want to verify that to our
audience.
That's
all Courtney's been talking about.
I want to buy the Aveda plant. So this way, I can make as much Aveda. I can send you bottles.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's nice.
You discontinued that smell, too?
Did they?
Yeah, girl. I'll be pinching a little bit every day.
You were swimming in it last time.
Because they had bottles left. They ain't got no bottles. Now it's just that.
I might have a contact. I might have an in.
Oh, girl, holla.
I know people.
Oh, I got to get my Netflix check first.
Yeah, I know.
You funny style.
All right, listen, before you leave, you're going to have to put your headphones
on. That was such a good way to kick me out. You get the hell out of here.
We have a game that we're going to play, and we're calling it.
Which Wayans is it?
Yeah, which Wayans did he go?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, do you like that? So we're going to say a quote from a movie.
Let's go.
It'll be from a Wayans sibling, and we're going to see if you can come up.
Can I be honest before I say this?
Yeah, please.
I don't watch their movies.
Wow.
I don't watch mine.
I've got a feeling you've seen these.
I don't know.
Okay, here we go.
Movie or something they've done.
Yeah, something they've done, and you're going to try to say which sibling it is. Sound good? Up first. Boy, I am 2 seconds from being on you like white rice in a glass of milk on a paper plate in a snowstorm. I'm going to put my foot so far up your ass, the water on my knee will quench your thirst.
Because of the long nature, there's only long run. That's only going to be one of two. That's either me or Damon. But I'm going to give that one to Damon because I figured that was from Major Payne, because I remember the water on the knee quenching his thirst made me laugh. I like the specific of that line.
Great. Oh, I am 2 seconds from being on you like riding on rice in a glass of milk and a paper plate in a snowstorm. I will put my foot so far up your ass, the water on my knee will quench your thirst.
I love it.
You got it.
Yeah. Up next, Salt and Pepper must have had a garage sale.
Salt and Pepper must have had a garage sale. And this is one of my brothers or me saying it.
Correct.
Or from a sibling,
a family member.
Yes.
Salt
from
and
the
pepper.
Tree of Wayans.
Salt and Pepper must have had a garage sale. I'm going to say Sean on Wayans Brothers.
That is Keenan.
On what?
A Low Down Dirty Shame.
Damn.
Yeah, I
love that movie, too.
Up next, ready?
Sorry, Keenan. It's not like I love Damon more. You're actually a much better brother.
Is that right? Can we talk more about that?
Damon. All
right.
The water on his knee will quench my thirst.
How about this? What do you want with a job that ain't nothing but work?
Oh, that's me. That's Seymour and Mo Money.
Got it. Yeah.
But I like the way you put the black voice on it. What you want?
I know. Put a little
Negro twang on it. I ain't know how to sound that ethnic.
Oh, we're gonna skip to the last.
Tim, your neck is a little red. Tim,
I love it.
You see this right here?
Yeah, I see it. His face is red too.
Up next.
Say it like this.
Yeah.
I look like somebody hit me in the face with Lil Wayne.
I look like somebody hit me in the face with Lil Wayne. I'm going to say that's my nephew Damon Jr.
Nailed
because,
it.
And it's just because a Lil Wayne reference.
Yes, it has
salt and pepper. That's my generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lil Wayne. Face with Lil Wayne.
He's funny.
It's from Let's Be Cops.
You know what's crazy is that my brother's, what do you call that? This things, this fluid, is doing movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother's fluids.
It's crazy.
Is doing movies. Like, we just heard my brother's fluids voice.
It's one way, it's one way to say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm trying to find a
radio friendly. No. Yeah, yeah. No, I think I'm going to start saying that about people's children.
Yeah, it's X and Y.
All right, we have one more to close it all out.
Just one more? Okay.
Oh, no, I don't know.
How two many? More. Two more.
Okay, sorry.
I'd like to take you out. You and your seven kids.
That would be from Don't Be a Menace. Sean said it to Dashiki.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Sean as
seven
an actress.
Kids.
Yeah.
The only time any Wayne has dated somebody with seven kids. Usually we're the ones making the seven kids. Are you my daddy?
It's such a great scene.
That's a great get high and watch this movie. Yeah. We've been making movies for weed heads for the past 30 years.
Yes.
And now that weed is legalized, we didn't get no love. Let's go.
And finally, get off the Lord's bus if you ain't got correct change.
Get off the Lord's. I'm going to say Damon from In Living Color.
You got the right show.
In Living Color, get off the Lord's bus if you ain't got the right change.
It's a duo.
Oh, that's Kim.
Yep.
And
yep.
David Alan Greer.
Yep. Get off the Lord's bus if you ain't got the right change.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Get off the Lord's bus if you ain't got the right change.
I'm seeing Mr. Reese.
Kim was brilliant, man. She wrote all those sketches. That girl was
She
so
was such
funny.
A physical, great physical comic.
I love Lucy. She loved Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett. Those are her favorites. So.
Playing your theme music here.
Yeah.
Run away, that's like, get the hell off my show. You gotta go.
Go see Sextuplets on Netflix. Watch it at home, Sextuplets.
Watch it at work.
That's right. Marla, thank you so much for being